Chadron
Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Chadron Community Hospital.
CSR Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. What a gorgeous Friday night it is here at Cardinal Field. The Chadron Cardinals 3-0 coming into tonight's game versus the Gothenburg Swedes. The Gothenburg Swedes, they started off their season 2-0. They went to Hastings last Friday night, took on Adams Central, and boy, did they leave disappointed from that one, losing 10-7 to the Adams Central Patriots, who, by the way, were winless going into that game. It's a gorgeous warm night here in Chadron. Glad you could be with us here on 610 AM KCSR with Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard, excellence and healthcare. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Chadron High School Football on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
Near the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Well, welcome back to Cardinal Field as we're live here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you on a hot Feast Friday. Three football games here on Chadron Sports today. Earlier today, I was over in Harrison, watched the Potter Diggs Coyotes take down Sioux County Warriors tonight. Jeremy Anderson's up in Hot Springs. But here at Cardinal Field, we got the Chadron Cardinals and the Gothenburg Swedes. The officials just walked out of the high school getting us set to go. We're 25 minutes from kickoff here at Cardinal Field. I want to talk about this Chadron team a little bit more. Talk about Quinn, Bailey. Bailey, this season, 795 yards on the ground this season, has the state leading number by exactly 99 yards. Second place, Tony Palmer out of South Sioux City with 696 yards this season. Carson McDonald, 684 out of McCool Junction. Barrett Wick out of Stanton with 674. And Connor Booth out of Bishop Newman. He's a Division I level prospect, 670 yards. Coming into this fourth Friday night of the season. Yes, there is Cornhusker football on tonight. I hope you're tuning in with me and watching on your local Fox station tonight. We'll be providing updates throughout the night here on 610 AM KCSR, the Huskers and the Illini, coming up at 6 o'clock on your local Fox station. That's why we're here at Cardinal Field tonight instead of with the Husker Sports Network. But back to this Cardinal team a touch more. 3-0 start, the first time they've been 3-0 since 2021. Remember that season they went undefeated, fell to Battle Creek in the first round of the playoffs. And with them being 3-0, that's earned them some credit around the state of Nebraska in terms of the coaches around Class C1 this year. They came in this week at ninth in the coaches' poll, a new entry into the poll. Wahoos first, Sydney second. Sydney we'll see later on this year. I think that's the last game of the season. Yeah, that is the last game of the season for the Shattern Cardinals. After tonight, they go to Ogallala, who's 1-2 on the season. Ogallala is playing 3-0 gearing. So, tough schedule up ahead. Need to get this one tonight if you're the Shattern Cardinals. If you're the Gothenburg Swedes, you're 2-1 coming off a loss versus Adams Central. It was 7-13 loss, actually, last week in Hastings. And you got Sydney next week. Sydney is number one in the coaches' poll, number two in the coaches' poll, number one in the wild card ranking. Speaking of that, Shattern's sitting fifth right now in a really good spot with some really good opportunities to get wild card points rolling as we get through the season. I'm here in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We'll go ahead and take another break. We'll have a weather update coming up next here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Oh, welcome back to Cardinal Fields. We're live here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Let's get a weather update for tonight. Right now, I just looked at my weather app, and it's saying 88 degrees at the Shattern Municipal Airport. Jeff Rasmussen was just reporting that it is 90 at the KCSR studios in downtown Shattern, Nebraska. We're going to cool off a touch tonight. Should get some clouds rolling into the area. We've been seeing some spotty cloudiness to the south over the past 20 or 30 minutes here in Shattern. By the time we're all said and done, should be in the upper 70s. So even though we topped out
at
90 today, it should cool off pretty quick as we roll along through this evening. This fourth week of high school football, the last of a two-game homestand for the Shattern Cardinals. Go to Ogallala next week. We'll be live there from Ogallala at the same time at 5:30. Next Friday. Let's go ahead and take another break. My interview with the head coach of the Shattern Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom's up next. You're tuning in to high school football here on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
We're back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson. Now I'm with the head coach of the Shattern Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom. Coach, you guys are 3-0 for the first time since 2021. What's your thoughts, honestly, midway through the season?
Well, I think we're doing a good job. We've accomplished quite a bit thus far. I feel happy about where we're at and the things we're doing. We still need to see some improvement in several areas. I'd like to see us cut down some of those kind of, I guess you'd say, ball handling mistakes on snaps. And we made one mistake last week on an interception. But otherwise, I think we're coming along pretty well. Kids are flying around to the ball. I thought last week we played as good a football as we have in a long time, and so I am kind of looking forward to see if we continue to grow and improve in several areas.
So you guys got Gothenburg coming to town. Gothenburg started off their season 2-0, then fell to Adams Central this past Friday night, 10-7. Talk about Gothenburg a little bit.
So Gothenburg, they're going to be a tough team. I knew from the beginning of the year that they're pretty excited about the team they have. They have some pretty good athletes on the outside and a quarterback and in the backfield, and they have a fairly large offensive line. So, they're definitely going to be a challenge. Clearly, Adams Central, I know they lost to them, but Adams Central had played two really good teams before that, and so to hold that team to 10 points, I think, is pretty impressive. So I think they're going to be extremely difficult to score on. You know, they run a really solid defense. I've coached against these guys for years, and they always have a good game plan. They'll have something for us that'll make it a lot harder to run the ball and to pass the ball. So we're ready for that. But they're just going to be a real challenge because of the stuff they can do on offense and how strong they are defensively.
So one thing I noticed throughout the first three games that you guys have been the more physical team throughout the entire game. Is that something that you guys preached during practice, or is it just something that's just a core factor of this team?
Well, I mean, it's twofold. We definitely preach being physical. We preach being tough. You know, we try to, you know, as much as you can nowadays in practice, develop that as much as you can, but you can't tackle as much in practice and do some of that stuff anymore. So you do preach it, but I think a lot of it's just a testament to the guys and how much they want to, you know, get after it and that sort of thing. Because, you know, throughout the whole Mitchell game, I was just amazed at how well we flew around to the ball. So even with our young guys on kickoff and stuff, so it's us preaching it, but it's the guys more so executing it. So I'm really impressed with those guys.
So it's the last home game of a two-game home stretch before you guys go on the long road trip to Ogallala. Is throughout this far into the season, is there any fatigue starting to happen with the team, or are you guys feeling fresh and ready to go for this last home game before you go on the road?
I don't think there's any fatigue. I mean, you know, the normal fatigue happens with, you know, slight nagging injuries or, you know, even for coaches, you know, things start to get a little bit tiresome because, you know, the whole weekend is spent, you know, getting ready for the game plan for Sunday. And so, you know, I notice that for myself, I get tired. So I'm assuming the players do as well. But overall, I don't think I see any extreme fatigue. Practice yesterday and the days before were upbeat, physical, and, you know, pretty fast. So I don't think we're seeing any serious fatigue. It can always happen at any time, but I feel like we're in a pretty good spot still. It's a lot easier in these cases when you're 3-0 rather than 0-3 to have that kind of upbeat attitude. And so I haven't seen much of it yet.
So my last question, since Nebraska and Illinois are playing at the same time you guys are Friday, are you guys going to begin score updates on the sideline, or you wait until after the game to find out?
You know, I do love Nebraska football. I really do. But my focus is always 100% on the game. I, you know, honestly, an atomic bomb could go off somewhere in the world and every update on my phone's going off, but I don't even notice my phone or think about it. And so if someone says something or if they announce it or if they do something, I might hear about it, but most likely I'm going to find out about it after the game.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for the time and good luck tonight.
All right, have a good night.
We'll be back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field. We're getting you set for the Chadron Cardinals taking on the Gothenburg Swedes. Chase Thompson here with you at the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Let's go ahead and jump in to the Country Kitchen starter, Chadron. We'll give you the main players for Chadron. Gothenburg, I'm not 100% certain on. We'll name them when I see them on the field for the first time. But Shadron's going to come out with Tobin Landon out at starting quarterback. He's had a pretty solid season so far, been a 50% passer, 357 yards, 5 TDs, 4 interceptions. He's always been sacked a few times. He's not much of a running quarterback. He is a straight-up pocket passer. What I've been impressed with most this season is his poise. Throws a pick, he's not afraid to turn around and do the exact same throw. Thing is improve and get better and turn that throw into something special like he did last week in their win over Mitchell. In the backfield with him tonight will be Quinn Bailey. Bailey this season, I have it written down somewhere, but he is nearing the 1,000-yard mark already this season. I believe he's just 200-some short of the 1,000-yard mark this season. He had 219 yards in last week's game against Mitchell. Out wide receiver will be Braden Bryson Wright, also seeing Talon Jelinek, one of the seniors in the starting lineup this season, and on the line of scrimmage. It'll be all 5 seniors tonight. John Fintel, Zane Cullors, and a few more on that starting lineup up front tonight for the Chadron Cardinals. Alex Fisher, another one. Bryson Bickle as well on the offensive line. Can't forget about Caden Busker, who's also the starting fullback for the Chadron Cardinals, who are head coached by Michael Sandstrom. This Cardinal team,
at this time,
Ben Salt only allowed one touchdown per game this season, and then the Cardinals themselves have been taking care of business. 28 points was their season low in their season opener against Broken Bow last week against Mitchell. They won that game 51-6. They've had running blocks the past 2 weeks. These two teams, though, have met a few times over their history. This is the 10th meeting all time. Gothenburg leads the series 5-4. Chadron won last year 28-20. The year before, Gothenburg won 35-28. Last year's game was here at Cardinal Field. It was a late touchdown for Chadron. Well, Gothenburg nearly had the game tied, but a missed extra point from the Swedes made it 21-20. Chadron, then Chadron turned around and marched down the field and finished it off with Quinn Bailey, getting it done for the Cardinals in the 28-20 win. For Chadron last year, this was the 5th game of the season. They already have one loss. They were 3-1 coming into last year's game against the Gothenburg Swedes. Chadron Cardinals just came out of their inflatable helmet on the south end zone to my right. Clouds have picked up as we roll into this game. Chadron tonight will be wearing black uniforms with red shoulder pads, white helmets with the Cardinal logo on the side. We do have TV numbers, which helps me out a lot. Black pants as well. And Gothenburg on the far sideline tonight will have red helmets with the white G on the helmet, white tops, red numbers, and red pants. Both teams have came out of their respective tunnels. We'll go ahead and take a break for the national anthem. You're tuning in to Chadron High School football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson getting you set for this one between the Shattern Cardinals and Gothenburg Sweets. Let's jump in the Shattern Lock keys of the game tonight. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. We're about to have a ceremonial coin toss for tonight with the honored veteran here at Shattern High School. Still got 3 minutes to go till kickoff again, Shattern. I did not see the coin toss earlier, so this will be a nice treat. Shattern's already out in the field. Gothenburg is yet to take the field to our north.
Tonight's coin toss is sponsored by Platte Valley Bank. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here.
Gorgeous night for football. A fair amount of fans have made the trip up from Gothenburg.
For tonight's coin toss is Navy veteran Stan Campbell.
Shattern, welcome to those tuning in to the stream at shatterad.com. Thank you for being a part. Allow me to be a part of your Friday night to everyone across the world listening on. This should be a fun one tonight between two teams that in the past have played really good games. The past 2 years have been decided by one possession.
Upon completion of
we're going to see that again tonight. Let's hope so.
Training center, he was sent to Memphis and Moffett Field.
Getting ready to go
at
midfield
for
the field.
Training.
Looks his great tonight.
First permanent
green
duty station
with the shot
was Naval Air
really
Station
green. They
Barber
fixed the
Point,
wet spot at the
where he served
north side
as aircraft mechanic
line
with VP-22 and anti-submarine
looking
squadron.
Fresh as ever in CHS in the end zones.
During the Vietnam War, his unit was tasked with
so
patrolling
to roll in here on this Friday night.
McComb
High School
Delta
football.
Monitoring river traffic, tracking submarines, and photographing low-flying
so
aircraft.
Shattern will receive
later,
to begin
the
game.
We
will be going left
to
right on your
Japan
radio dial
times
in this first half, which is
his
north
duties
to
also
south.
Carried him to Kodiak,
Gothenburg
Alaska,
will be going right
Guam,
to left, which is
Makoto,
south to north.
Gemini, Japan,
and a pretty good
Thailand,
crowd on
Taiwan,
hand, even though Nebraska football is
Diego
playing. We will
Garcia,
be providing updates
Iran,
throughout the night
Australia,
here at 610
and
KCSR.
He was honorably discharged
Nebraska, Illinois,
in January 1974
last time
at
Nebraska
Treasure Island,
beat a ranked
San
team
Francisco,
at Memorial Stadium
and
was 2016 when the Oregon Ducks
please
were in town.
Please join us in a round of applause as we recognize
and Nebraska
aviation
won a wild
machine
the final score of that game was 35-32. I was there. It
and all the veterans
was one of the best environments I've ever witnessed a football game. And Shattern Wall received the first half kickoff. Remember last year's game, Quinn Bailey took the opening kickoff 94 yards to the house to open up the scoring for the Cardinals. That was here at Cardinal Field. By the way, this Gothenburg team, head coached by Craig Hockey, assisted by Scott Seth Schaefer, Tom Scott, Dustin Ehlers, Jesse Nucci, Trent Good, Tyler Brown, and Landon Hockey. Gothenburg, their team is still yet to come out. They're just starting to get to the gate on the north side. We'll be ready for football when they get out here. healthy ground here on the near sideline, the Shattern side of things. I think it's about that time. I think it's about that time for football. The first State Farm first kick, like a good neighbor, straight Tracy Strothide, and State Farm is there for you. And this will conclude Shattern Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. Can't believe it's that time. Game four of a long nine-game regular season is upon us as we cross the 6 o'clock hour here on 610 AM KCSR, Shattern, Nebraska, and Shadrad.com. Friday Night Lights being celebrated across the state of Nebraska from Memorial Stadium to Cardinal Field here in Northwest Nebraska. Thank you for joining in tonight. Oh, man. Doesn't get much better than high school football under the Friday Night Lights. Again, Shattern will receive the kick. Back deep for them is Glenn Bailey. The band feeling the energy tonight. Softball, volleyball on the road, down the central time zone. Kicking it off for Gothenburg will be Callan Johnson, a freshman, 5'8", 170 pounds. 12 minutes on the clock. Boy, it's that time. Twists the ball on the tee. Everybody's set to go. Chase Thompson here with you. John Extell back in the KCSR Black Valley Bank studios. And we are underway. Bailey's coming up to catch it at the 13-yard line. He runs up the middle, goes through the left side, gets popped at the 31-yard line. So Shattern will have their first possession of the game at their own 31-yard line. First and 10 Cardinals. As we get a look at Cardinal offense.
Shattern will start this drive
this season,
31-yard line.
Averaging 119 pass yards per game, 290 on the ground. A good 419 per game. 409 per game. As Tobin Landon will come out under center. Bailey behind him. Three wide receivers near side, one on the far side. Man in motion. It's a pitch to Bailey near side. He had to reach left to catch it. He cuts inside, cuts back to the near sideline. Bailey gets across the 39, 40-yard line.
Bailey on the carry.
We'll mark him out at 39 and 8-yard carry for Bailey. Second and two upcoming for the Cardinals.
Pick up 8 yards on the play.
Bailey was knocked out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. And Landon will come out in the shotgun. Bailey near side, they're going to run. I only see two, maybe three wide receivers. It's two on the far side. Bailey's coming in motion from the near side. Landon gets snap. It's a handoff to Bailey. He turns upfield. Jump cuts left. Gets to the 45-yard line. He gets swallowed up. A 6-yard carry for Bailey.
Bailey with the carry up the middle.
Bailey tonight. 205 yards to get to 1,000 mark in four games.
Now
he's been running the ball so far this season, that'd be easy for him. Tom Jonick checks out. Both Braden Bryson Ryder in. Glenn Bailey on the far side. It's like Lane Davidson in the backfield with Landon Busker. Kevin set left behind the left tackle. Here comes Bailey in motion from the far side. Snap to Landon, he bump faces, draw the middle, and Landon gets swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Lost two.
Landon with the keeper. Jorgensen with the stop. Lost a two on the play. Brings up second and 12.
Sound like Jorgensen on the stop. For Gothenburg. Speaking of Gothenburg, near side cornerback is Jackson Swaints. Safety is Preston Nichols as Landon gets snap, hands it to Davidson. Davidson runs it into a host of Swedes. First one in on the tackle, Evan
Davidson
Johnson,
on the carry.
Junior.
Dom with
set
the
up a third and 10 for the Cardinals.
Be third and 10 for the Cardinals.
Davidson will check out. No, he'll just stay there to get the play as Jelinek will actually check out. Landon will take the play in. We're nearly 2 minutes into this one. Still no score. Shattern with one first down this drive. Now they're looking at a third and long, third and 10 for the Cardinals from their own 45. So Buskirk will be in the backfield. Out of the shotgun snap for Landon. Three wide receivers far side. Bailey near side. Landon gets snapped. Pressure coming. He rolls out of the pressure. He has some room on the far sideline. Landon cuts upfield. He gets tackled, though. Just across the 50-yard line.
Landon scrambles around the left side.
It's like 34 on the tackle. Jackson Dom. And Shattern will be forced to punt.
Fourth and five.
Head coach Michael Sandstrom going to go ahead and punt the ball deep. They get a first down on that possession. Bailey is the punter for Shattern. Standing back deep is Preston Nichols. Gothenburg playing it careful. They know what Bailey can do. He did have a fake punt to first down. He's running right, waiting for an opportunity. Sends an absolute dandy downfield. Shattern's going to have to hustle down to get it picked up, and they do. See where they mark it. I've seen at the 3-yard line. My goodness, with Bailey, a 47-yard net punt.
5-yard line.
And Gothenburg now will have their first try the ball in danger territory inside their own 5. Scoreboard's officially going to say 4-yard line, so it's a net 46-yard punt for Bailey. Now Gothenburg will get their first look at offense. Back at quarterback is Jackson Moroszczak. He gets the snap. It's a handoff up the middle. Shattering defense allowing a yard or two on the carry.
Clutch on the carry. Bringing up about 4 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 6.
Just a cook on the carry. Set up a 2nd and 6. Gothenburg will come out and spread look. 1 wide receiver on each side, similar to what Shattern runs. 3 in the backfield with the quarterback. It's a handoff to the right side. Gains a couple yards. Running back. That one was Evan Johnson on the carry.
Johnson on the carry.
Got a couple yards.
By Davidson.
And give them 4, so it'll be a 3rd and 4 from their own 10-yard line. As we're broadcasting this game tonight, and the Nebraska game just started against Illinois, I can't help but think about Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who's missing his first game in over a decade tonight due to a procedure related to cancer. As Gothenburg snaps the ball, it's a handoff up the middle. The Cardinal defense swung him up. It's going to be, you know, a yard or two. Another carry from Johnson. Shattern's defense holds, and Gothenburg's going to punt on a 4th and 2.
Johnson on the carry, stopped by the interior of the Cardinal line.
Greg Sharp, a longtime play-by-play voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, missing his first game in as many in a long time for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He was diagnosed with cancer, announced that back in April. He called roughly half the rest of the baseball season with Ben McLaughlin. Tonight, Bill Dolman is on the call for Husker Radio Network. But thinking about Greg Sharp, great play-by-play voice. It's a fake punt for Gothenburg. Running up to the near side, Moroszczak has plenty of room. Gets across the 32, the 35-yard line, 38-yard line.
Feather
26-yard.
On the fake punt around the left side. Stopped by right, Braden.
And Gothenburg with the really razzle-dazzle. Gets the first down. Gothenburg out there. I just saw Braden Ehlers check in. Going out to the far side is Jackson Swains. In the backfield with Moroszczak right now is Tristan Cook and Evan Johnson. Snap goes back. Swains. It's a runoff to the right side. He gets a yard or two.
Bickle on the stop. Gain of 2 on the play.
Cook with the carry, got a gain of 2. So it'll be 2nd and 8. Second and 8, 6:17 to go in this first quarter. Shotgun look, 2 in the backfield. With Swains, It's a play action fake right side, throwing toward the right side, and it's incomplete. Don't have a number. Don't have a number 44 on my roster.
Dumb, incomplete.
So it'll be 3rd and 7 upcoming. A 44 is Jax Rickerson. So it'll be 3rd and 7. Cardinals looking for us. Another third down stop. Look on the right side, throwing it. It's over the middle. It's caught by Rickerson as he gets across the 50 to the 46 yard line.
44. First down.
12 yard reception. It's a first down. Forgot the
move. Right in there on the stop. First and 10.
Down to the Cardinal 45 yard line.
44 yard line.
First and 10, Gothenburg. We're rolling through this first quarter. 5:45 to go. And this one. Swains is in the shotgun. Gets a snap. It's a handoff. Shattering defense. Swallowing up the running back. That running back is Evan Johnson. He might have gone back to the line of scrimmage, but the officials are going to back
Johnson
him up a couple yards. So it'll be a 2nd and 12 upcoming. Gothenburg taking their time, getting their plays in. In this Nebraska Bank first quarter, rooted with you and rooting for you. Your team so far able to get any solidity going on offense. Fake punt being the difference so far in this game in terms of total yardage. As Gothenburg is going to come out with a shotgun, look to wide receivers near side, 1-2 on the far side. Snap goes to Roschek. He throws it deep, a deep flyer out to Swains, and it's incomplete.
Roschek's pass intended for Swans.
Swans.
Incomplete. Brings up 4th, 10th, 3rd, and 12.
So it'll set up a 3rd and 7 for the Swedes. Shattern so far has forced 2 3rd down. No, there was a penalty on the play as Gothenburg's backing up. I didn't see the call, but they went back 10 yards. So instead it'll be a 2nd and 22.
Holding is the call on the play.
It was a holding call.
2nd and 22.
On Gothenburg. Play clock running down. Snap goes to Marashek. He looks right side, throws in, goes through the hands of his intended target, Jax Rickerson. So to set up a 4th down, and Gothenburg will punt. We'll see if they do it this time. Wait, that's only 3rd down. I'm sorry. Ball in between the hashes. 4:42 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Roschek will be in the shotgun. As Cook with him. 2 wide receivers, 3 wide receivers near side. Roschek gets snap. Pressure coming. Looks deep and he gets swallowed up in the backfield. Shattern's thinking they stole the ball away from him. As now Gothenburg will, in fact, punt.
Rosick. Sent by Bickle.
It is. Bryson Bickle, the first one in, did lose another 4 or 5 yards on the sack. 4th and a mile. Lost 6 on the sack. This will be 4th and a mile, and going back to punt will be Ross. Sack. Gets the snap. He's rolling to the near side. Fires off the left foot. A boomer back deep. Receiving the punt. It is Braden Wright. He runs to the far side. Goes off 1 tackle, jumps through 8 arm tackle at the feet. Now he gets wrapped up at the foot. at the 29-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 Cardinals at their own 29-yard line. Go ahead and take a break. Come back. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football on KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
First and 10 Cardinals, and on the jet sweep and getting popped is Bryson Wright. He got across the line of scrimmage, across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Now they're going to give him three, so it'll make it a second and 7. And a quick update from Lincoln, Illinois, marched right down the field in their first offensive possession. Nebraska had to punt to the Illini, and Illinois marched right down. It's currently 7-0 in Lincoln. Illini with the lead. Second and 7. Cardinals on their own 31-yard line. Landing gets a snap. It's a handoff to Bailey. It was a heavy set on the left side. Bailey carries a couple of tacklers with them for a good 5 yards.
Bailey on the carry.
Set up a 3rd and 2.
Wild, Wind, and Mrozek on Mrozek. The stop. It's a 3rd and about 2.
This will be a 3rd and 2 for the Cardinals. It's going to be landing in the shotgun, heavy set left beyond the left and right. Left tackle and guard as Bailey comes in motion from the near side. It's a handoff counter up the middle. Bailey cuts near side, jump cuts, gets to the 50-yard line. Gets tripped up at the Gothenburg 49.
Bailey on the carry.
A 15-yard carry for Bailey. His longest rush of the game so far. Be a 1st and 10 Cardinals.
49 of the Swedes.
Lynn Bailey, the show, continues to roll along. Already 34 yards in this first quarter, needing 205 to be the first man in Nebraska to get to the 1,000-yard mark this season. Astovin Landon's in the shotgun. Bailey comes in motion. Gets the handoff. Same counter play. Bailey runs through the middle, jumps through over one tackler. Saving the day is Swains. As Bailey gets down Bailey to the 31-yard line. Nate Swans.
Urbanic.
Be an 18-yard carry.
1st and 10, Chadron at the 31-yard line.
This will be a 1st and 10 Cardinals from Gothenburg 31. Under 2 minutes to go, still no score in the first quarter of this game. Same formation once again on the far side. It is Braden Wright. Bailey comes in motion from the near side. It's a handoff. This time it's a jet sweep. He finds a gap, runs upfield. He gets tackled at the 25, maybe 24-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 25. This will be a 6-yard carry for Bailey. Make it 2nd and 4.
Gain about 6, brings up 7 and 4.
Studio 308, Dean Nitch. Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. This time, they'll flip the formation with Bailey on the far side. He gets the carry. It's a counter up the middle. They're just going to continue running this play. They've ran a subset of this play 4 straight times now. And this
Bailey
time, gets them
carry.
A first down.
Wind.
It's like a 6-yard carry.
First down, Shattern.
Yeah, it's 6 yards, so it'll be 1st and 10. Not 7. Bailey already up to 65 yards as we're down to under 1 minute to go in this first quarter. And he's in the shotgun. Pistol with Bailey. Bailey gets it to dive on the right side, and he gets tackled from behind. Looked like number 53.
Bailey on the
Kingston
carry.
Kingston Cohen on the tackle, a freshman. Bailey got 2.
Urza on the stop. Be 2nd and 8.
Shattern does not have to run another play in this quarter if they decide not to, as there's under 40 seconds to go. They break the huddle. Landon will roll under center. Near side is Braden Wright. Far side is Talon Jelinek. It's a pitch play to Bailey, who cuts off field. Quinn Bailey looking for Bader. And it's a touchdown, Cardinals! Quinn Bailey, 16 yards out, punches it in. And the Cardinals strike first. What a run by Bailey. And after this two-point conversion, the end of the first quarter will have arrived. But what a ending to the quarter. Clock started at zeros. Shattern will go for two. So usually they have Quinn Bailey back out at quarterback for this play. It'll be Tobin Landon. Empty set. Two wide receivers near side, one far side. Bailey comes in motion. He gets the handoff. He turns up field and walks right on into the end zone. 8-0 Cardinals at the end of the first quarter. Quinn Bailey sitting at 83 yards after 12 minutes of play. That'll conclude the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Nebraska Bank rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter up next here on 610 AM KCSR.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Quinn Bailey ended the first quarter with a 16-yard touchdown run. 8-0 Cardinals. JT Obando will kick it off. He's going to lay the ball sideways on the tee and diving on it at their own 39-yard line is Gothenburg. It'll be a first and 10 Swedes. This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineker. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lineker. Private financial expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Ross and Shattern at 308-430-0760. Gothenburg with the ball at their own 38-yard line. Quarterback gets snap, hands it to the left side. It's Cook running upfield, gets a handful of yards. 3 yards on the carry for Cook. Set up a second and 7.
Anderson on the stop. And about 4 brings up second and 6.
Shattern out there on defense playing in the defensive back roles. David Jenkins. Braden Bryson Wright. To put it on the far side is Jelinek or Weiss. No, it's Tobin Meyer on the far side. Gothenburg has it second and 6. Snap to the quarterback, Rosek. It's a handoff up the middle. Gothenburg's trying to chew up yards on the ground as well. It's a first down rush of 6 from Evan Johnson.
Johnson on the carry.
So it'll be first and 10 Gothenburg from their own 48-yard line. Swedes are going to come out. Two wide receivers near side, 3 in the backfield with Mrazek. One wide receiver far side. It's a fake handoff to Johnson, and Mrazek dives across the line of scrimmage. He gets a yard and a half.
Mrazek with the carry.
Sets up for a second and long 8, maybe 9. It's only 8 yards, so it'll be second and 9.
Bailey with the stop.
Bailey comes in from the linebacker roll to make the stop. Clock's rolling, 10:38 to go in this first half. Gothenburg's really not in a hurry to get out of the huddle. He's going to send two wide receivers near side. Swans and Preston Nichols, and Gothenburg will be forced to call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 10:16 to go in this second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for this message from Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger. Tune in to high school football on 610 AM KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Gothenburg with two timeouts left after that timeout. It's going to be a second long, second and nine, as Razek is in the shotgun snap, gets snapped, throws it near side off the swing route, catching it. As Evan Johnson, he splits through one tackle, gets across the 45 to the 44, maybe 43. Won't be enough for a first down. He's down
to
44. So it's a 5-yard reception.
Right, and Busker with the stop.
Make it third and three for the Swedes. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Third and three. Big play coming up for the Chadron defense, who hasn't been able to get much traction against this Gothenburg offense. It's a handoff up the middle. Johnson cuts left. Jumps through one tackler, finishing him off on the back end. Saving a touchdown is David Jenkins. Goes from the 44-yard line to the 19. 25-yard carry.
Johnson on the carry. Jenkins with the stop.
Jenkins saving the touchdown. So it'll be first and 10 Gothenburg inside the Chadron red zone. Gothenburg will break the huddle. They're going to formation they've been running most of the night, too, in the backfield with Razek. He gets a snap. It's play action fake, looking near side. Overthrows his intended wide receiver, which is Preston Nichols. That'll make it second and 10.
Pass intended for Nichols, incomplete.
.9:35 to go in this first half. 8-0 Cardinals. 16-yard rush from Quinn Bailey on this side of the field, the south side. Even the touchdown, then a 2-point conversion run up the middle as well by Bailey. That's where we're at now. Now Gothenburg inside the red zone, 2nd and 10. Run the Chadron 19. And Mrazek is going to go with a single back in the backfield with him in the shotgun. It's the snap. Looks left. It's a fade route back corner into the jump ball. Who's going to end up with the win? Someone caught it, I don't know who. And it's an interception! My goodness, what a play in that back left corner! Tobin Meyer goes up and just mosses the wide receiver from Gothenburg, and Chadron holds.
Chadron will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
My goodness! Tobin Meyer wanted that more than the wide receiver, and he got the ball. Stops a Gothenburg drive, and Chadron now have a first and 10 from their own 20. The officials still talking about things? No, they're going to let it go. It'll be first and 10 Cardinals.
I love Tobin Meyer!
So it'll be Quinn Bailey in the Wildcat. Brings a man in motion. It's a bad snap to him left side, but Bailey's able to catch it. He jumps upfield. Knocks his own player to the ground. He gets across 25 to the 26-yard line. A 6-yard carry for Bailey. Tobin Meyer, my goodness. He's catching his breath on the near sideline right now, and boy, does he deserve it. That is one of the best interceptions I've seen at the high school level in quite some time. As it'll be 2nd and 3 for Shadron. Bailey in the backfield brings Lane Davidson in motion. Keeps it himself. Bailey runs up the middle. Jumps across the first down marker down to the 35-yard line. Another 8 yards for Quinn Bailey.
Tackled by Niels. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals at the 39-yard line. 34-yard line.
It'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals from their own 34. Scooter's Coffee, grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart, green apple, perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. American Legion, the post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary, and the Sons of the American Legion are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Bailey will stay out there. Quarterback has Lane Davidson to his right. 2 wide receivers, far side, man in motion coming from near side. And it's Bailey with the keeper. Bailey runs to the right side, gets across the hash marks, loses balance, gains it back, hits down to the 50-yard line. Glenn Bailey, another 16 on the mark for tonight. It's up to 113 yards. That'll be a 1st and 10 Cardinals. No, they're going to get him to the 49, so that's 17. As we have reached the golden hour on this Friday, 90 degrees was our high, currently sitting mid-80s here in Shattering. Looking at mid-60s tomorrow. And it'll be a 1st and 10 Cardinals. Bailey still out there. Brings a man in motion. It's a jet sweep to the near side. Got enough field. Finding a gap for Ice and Wright. Throws one man off. Gets ripped down at the Gothenburg 32-yard line, 17.
Braden Wright on the carry.
For Braden Wright.
By Urbanic. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals at the 32-yard line.
17-yard carry for Braden Wright. I haven't seen Dylan Lando. I see him hanging out with Michael Sandstrom. If Gothenburg can't stop it, why switch it right now is what Shattern's doing. As Bailey will be in the shotgun. Davidson to his right. Kane Busker. Hanging out behind the right tackle, 2 wide receivers, far side, 1 near side. It's Alan Jenkins. He goes in motion. Bailey gets snapped, keeps it himself, runs up field, gets another first down.
Bailey
it's down to the 30-yard line, a 12-yard carry for Bailey. So it'll be another 1st and 10 Cardinals.
At the 21-yard line.
1st and 10 Cardinals from the 21-yard line of Gothenburg. Shattering looking to go up 2 scores. Tobin Landon does check back in. He's under center. Lane Davidson behind him. Man in motion. It's a quick pitch out to Davidson. Davidson throws off 1 tackler. Gets back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, we'll give him that.
Davidson on the carry. Stopped by Koch.
Glenn Bailey catching his breath on your sideline. We did at least for that moment as Davidson will check back out. Ball on the far hash. 6:20 to go in this first half. 8-0 Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. So it'll be Landon in the shotgun. Sun in his left eye right now as Bailey comes in motion. It's a handoff to Bailey who counters back right side. Flag comes out. Bailey, though, got down to the 15-yard line. That's a 7-yard carry, but it will be coming back based on where the flag was. I can kind of see it as well. So it'll be a holding call on Shattern, unless it's a hands of the face, but Shattern's coming back. Be the first penalty on the Cardinals. That'll make it 2nd and 21. T-Salon and Boutique, with your next hour appointment with T-Salon Online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. That is T-Salon and Boutique. As Tim Landon He's in the shotgun, has a man to his left. He gets snapped by Skaden Busker. He looks left, bails out to Bailey. Bailey in trouble, gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
And it's passed.
That's a 1 yard reception for Bailey. I think that's been the most impressive thing out of me for Tobin Landon right there. He didn't have anyone deep. He knew he had Glenn Bailey on the dump route, on the check down route near side. He got it to Bailey. No harm, no foul. It's better than an interception. Third and 21 upcoming for the Cards. So it'll be Landon in shotgun. He has Busker to his right. Hits the snap. Straight drop, in trouble. Throws off one defender, gets sacked. That'll be a loss of
Landon is
seven.
By Smith.
Smith for Gothenburg coming
he's
in for the sack.
Down for the Cardinals.
So it'll be a fourth down for the Cardinals, and Chatterton's going to send out their punting unit. Quinn Bailey, the punter. It'll be Preston Nichols back deep for Gothenburg. He's hanging out the 10-yard line. Bailey had an incredible punt the last time. Forced to Gothenburg put on their first possession. He's standing at the 46-yard line. He's waiting. Fires the punt up. It's a gorgeous one. Can the Cardinal defense get down? And knocking it down is number five for the Cardinals, Astray Owsley. And they'll down it at the 5-yard line. That's two punts for Bailey that land inside the 20-yard line, creating horrible field position for the Gothenburg Swedes. 4:15 to go in this first half. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
First play of the drive was a Nevin Johnson run to the left side. He got 3 yards. It was actually the right side. 3 yards, second and seven with 3:45 to go in this first half. 8-0 Cardinals on top of the Swedes. Gothenburg will get the ball to start the second half as Mrazek goes under center. Has Johnson behind him in single back formation. Johnson runs far side. The Shattern defense doesn't even allow him to get back to the line of scrimmage. Might have gone back to the line of scrimmage.
Johnson on the carry.
Zane got on that part of the field right now. For me, it's pretty bright. I'll say this. If I could see the west right now, I think we're in for a stellar sunset tonight. So it'll be third and seven for Gothenburg. Shattern right now on the ground. 148 yards. Gothenburg not near that.
Timeout, Gothenburg.
67 yards on the ground so far for Gothenburg, and Gothenburg will call timeout. Timeout's sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It, top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Chase Thompson here with you. Quick update from Lincoln. Nebraska's down 7-3. Big play just happened. I just saw the defense celebrating. Oh, it was a fumble recovery. Let's see who that was. Singleton in on the tackle for Nebraska, and it was Singleton who got the fumble recovery. Halkinsog came in for the tackle from the looks of it. Nebraska had the ball down by four late in the first quarter in Lincoln. Two, 50 to go. 8-0 Cardinals. Gothenburg down to one timeout in this first half. Shattern still has all three. Shattern's going to come out. Looks like man-to-man coverage. Bailey, no, it's too hot. Two-man high for Shattern. Bailey will actually be playing, so it's going to be three up high. They're going to be playing kind of a cover six defense right now. As Mrazek gets the snap, looks to the right side, in trouble. Runs upfield, gets toward the marker, gets tackled. Across the marker, he got eight. So it'll be first down, Gothenburg. Shadron was making sure they didn't get burned out deep, and it cost them up the middle.
Mrazek on the carry.
So it'll be first and 10 Swedes. 2:40 to go in this first half. Gothenburg does get the ball to start the second half. Coming up on the Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs halftime show. Talk about this game. Recap it. Look around the state of Nebraska. And talk about what I've seen so far in the Nebraska game. Nebraska down 7-3 against 24th ranked Illinois. Nebraska 22nd in the country. As Rezek is in the shotgun. Two with them in the backfield. One wide receiver near side. One on the far side. It's a handoff to the right side. Going up the middle. Getting popped is Wright Teller, who gets 13 yards on the carry. 14 yards.
Taylor with the carry, first down.
This will be first and 10. Sweet. They're going to hurry it up. High formation. One wide receiver on each side. Rezek gets the snap. It's pitch right. It's Tiller. He cuts upfield. Gets 9, maybe 10. They'll mark him down just shy of the 38-yard line. So it'll be second and short. Tiller on two carries now has 23 yards. So it'll be second and
Tiller on the carry. Davis
a short one.
Be second and one.
He needs probably 2 feet to get the first down. 80 seconds to go in the first half. Gothenburg's got to hurry up. They only got one timeout and still got 60 yards to go. Snap to Mrazek. It's a handoff. First down earned by Tiller. Got
Tiller on the carry.
A minute 10 to go in the first half.
Bickle with a stop. First down, Swedes.
Bickle was the one there first. And Mrazek gets snapped. Looks right. Flyers a deep ball. His wide receiver a little late on the double move. That was Swans on the double move. Got caught up. Might have been an option route. But either way, it was out of reach of his intended target, so it'll be a second and 10.
Brings up second and 10 for the Swedes.
By the way, Nebraska just scored a touchdown. Now 10-7 in Lincoln. Dylan Raiola looking sporty again for the Huskers. Found Jalen Lloyd in the back of the end zone. Lloyd took pop on the play. Got right back up, but it's a 10-7 lead, Huskers. And 1 minute to go in this first half. Mrazek gets snap, runs near side, throws it, catching it is Nickel Spencer. One tackle, spins through another. Quinn Bailey not letting him go. Quinn Bailey, a state champion wrestler. He won't get away from his tackles.
Pass
Nichols with a good 6 yards. Gothenburg's got to hurry. They don't have any speed. Their offense, they're going to sub. If I'm head coach for Shadron, Michael Sandstrom, I'm going to sub instead. A timeout is called. It's Gothenburg who burns their final timeout of this first half. 8-0. Cardinals in the lead. Gothenburg has been struggling against this Cardinal defense. They only have a total of 23 yards passing. It's been on the rush attack where right now they're nearing about 80 yards. Shadron, so far this season, they've only allowed one touchdown per game. I don't think they've pitched a shutout in the first half. Oh, yeah, they have. It was Valentine. It was a shutout till late in the game. Well, midway through the third quarter is when that touchdown happened. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Gothenburg will break the huddle. Just under 30 seconds to go in this first half. 8-0. Gothenburg out of timeout. Still has 55 yards to go. Bad snap to Mrazek. He rolls left. In trouble. Throws it to his wide receiver. And it goes right through the hands of Wright Tiller. I think Shadron right now would take a lead into the half. 8-0. So it's a 4th-and-4. The Gothenburg is going to stay out there running it again. They get the ball to start the second half. Remember, though, earlier in the game, it was a fake punt by Mrazek that got Gothenburg a first down. They got another one on that possession. They've been really struggling since. So Mrazek will go back to punt. Shattern playing it safe. Bailey, no, it's Bryson Wright back deep. It's a line drive punt. Wright's just going to let it go. Brayden Wright will let it roll all the way down. Gothenburg will touch it down at the one-yard line. Shattern's going to have to run it down the middle just to get out of their own end zone in the first half.
Ball is down on the one-yard line.
Been a good Shattern football game so far.
Start this drive.
Definite contrast from my game earlier today where over 100 points combined in the first half between Sioux County and Potter Dix. I think Sanaf saw a similar vibe to what we have right now in this game, and that's defense. Defense, defense, defense. So Landon will come out I formation, Bailey behind him. Ball is at the Shattern Cardinal 1 yard line. Landon gets snapped and just dives forward. Oh, he gets 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards. I think that'll do it for the first half, yeah. Landon gets back the plus numbers for total rushing yards, and the Shattern Cardinals will take an 8-0 lead into the halftime break. 157 yards on the ground for the Cardinals in that first half. Glenn Bailey responsible for 132 of it. 8-0 here at the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back for the Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. Insurance to fit your needs. You're tuning in to high school football here on KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shattern. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shattern, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shattern High student athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shattern, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein. We're the value store at
Wahlstrom Ford. Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shattern Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shattern or online at shatternfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome back to Cardinal Field Halftime between the Shadron Cardinals and the Gothenburg Swedes. 8-0 your score at the halftime break. You've heard this before. Go ahead and pinch yourself and pinch me, but it's Quinn Bailey's show once again in that first half. 132 yards. He's nearing on the 1,000 mark so far this season, and it's only the fourth game of the season for the Shadron Cardinals. Season where they've played in three times already at home, so they'll be on the road a good amount the rest of the way this season. Quinn Bailey, 132 yards, part of the 157 total yardage on the ground for the Shadron Cardinals in the first half, and 158 total yards. Double Landon only has one reception. It's for 1 yard. I think the play of the game so far goes to Tobin Meyer. He saved a touchdown. It was a great throw by the quarterback, Landon Morzak. And Tobin Meyer just went up and made the better play. Took the ball from the intended target in the back corner of the end zone to my right, which is the north southeast corner of this stadium, and just flat out took the ball. He wanted it more, and he got it. Sended a promising drive for the Gothenburg Swedes. That's the only turnover of the game so far for either side. It's been a well-played game, really. Great defensive battle between two teams looking to continue their good start of the season. Gothenburg 2-1. Their one loss is to an out of the Central Patriots squad that was a 10-7 loss. That you can't be too mad losing out of Central based on how they do things down in Hastings. Cardinals 3-0. Next week, a trip to Ogallala, who is going to be tough as well. And they're a really tough sub-district as well. Gearing is actually playing Ogallala tonight in Gearing. So it's a critical stretch of the season, and Shadron's coming out showing that they're strong. Gothenburg does get the ball to start the second half, so we'll see if the Shadron Cardinal defense can step back up. And a quick update from Lincoln. It is currently 10-7. Cornhuskers at the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take one. You're tuning in to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show on 610 AM KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere.
Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Welcome back to the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. 8-0 Shattering Cardinals lead at the halftime break over the Gothenburg Swedes. Let's go ahead and jump in and take a look at some scores across the region. Of course, earlier today in Harrison, the Sioux County Warriors fell to the Potter Dix Coyotes in a thriller. That final score was 64-58. Other six-man action, Ansley Litchfield defeated Medicine Valley 60-33. And Red Cloud is beating Sterling 43-16. Let's jump into Class C1 and take a look at what's going on across the state of Nebraska in this Class C1 world. Lane Christian is leading Syracuse 38-14. Wahoo leading Gross Catholic 29-0. Wahoo's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Central City down in Nebraska City leading 34-0. In the first half at Loganview Scribner-Snyder, it's zeros between Loganview Scribner-Snyder and Lane. At Boys Town, it's 24-0 between Boys Town and Lincoln Lutheran for Calhoun leading Pierce 20-7. Ashton Greenwood and Auburn in a top-five matchup between two teams in C1. It's 20-6. Ashton Greenwood leading Auburn. And SCOTUS Central Catholic and Aurora. SCOTUS fell out of the polls, but we're receiving votes in this week's polls. Them and Aurora are tied at 14 apiece late in the first half. Taking a look at Class B right now. York's defeating Gatras 21-0. Scottsbluff and Seward, they're not kicking off until the top of the hour, so in here in a few minutes. Omaha Scott Catholic leading Ralston, McCook leading Crete. And a score that happened last night that I do want to get to was Alliance and Hershey. Hershey took down Alliance 28-0. In that game, Shattern will go down the lines here in about a month. Take on the Bulldogs. So we got still 7 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another one. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football on 610 AM KCSR.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3333. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike.
Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
Seven o'clock here on 610 AM KCSR, Shadron, Nebraska, and Shadrad.com. Chase Thompson here with you at Cardinal Field in the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Teams come out of the locker room. They're going to reset the clock to 3 minutes to let them warm back up and get ready to go in the second half. Before that starts, let's go ahead and take a look at the Nebraska game, Nebraska versus Illinois tonight. That game, you can be seen on your local Fox tonight. 10-10 late, early at part of the second quarter. Looks like Illinois just hit a field goal. So Nebraska, John, it was not Albano who kicked the field goal to get the scoring goal for Nebraska. Then Dylan Varela, it was Isaiah Nayor. I thought, just by watching, I thought it looked like Jalen Boyd, but it was Isaiah Nayor with a touchdown reception for the Huskers. It's 10-0, 10-10 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln in the first Friday night game since, minus the Iowa game. We got to remember that Iowa is a different situation, of course, but the first regular Friday night game since 2000. Want to look at the stats, though, in the first half of that game. We're going to look at Nebraska specifically. Dylan Raiola is 11 for 15, 91 yards. On the ground, Nebraska is 10 carries for 38 yards. Dante Daldell is 7 carries, 25 yards for the Huskers. Receiving, Jamal Banks leads it. Receiving side of things for Nebraska, 4 catches, 34 yards. Ramir Johnson does have a fumble. It was not lost, though. We have 2.5 minutes to go in the halftime break. Gothenburg will get the ball to start the second half. We'll have that for you after this break. You're tuning in to Shadron High School Football on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Chase Thompson back here with you at Cardinal Field. Second half about to get started. Gothenburg going to be going left to right on your radio dial as the clouds have moved over the air into the area. It'll create kind of a blanket over the area. We're still going to drop down to the upper 60s tomorrow for a high temperature. The band has left. I was vibing with them all halftime, just having a good time on this final game of a feasting Friday here on 610 AM KCSR and 107.7 KBPY. Shadrat Sports busy all day with high school football. And speaking of sports going through next week, Tuesday night starts off a really busy week for me, at least. I'll start it off, my week off with Shadron softball versus Gearing. Gearing absolutely walloped them down in Gearing earlier this year. We'll start off with pregame at 5:50. First pitch at 6. That'll be on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrat.com. Then on Wednesday, we'll have Sports Weekly from 6 to 7, 6:06 officially after CBS News. On Thursday, we'll turn around and have volleyball, Shadron versus Scotts Bluff, and that will be a approximately 5:50 pregame, 6 o'clock first serve. Then Friday night for Shadron, we'll be down in Ogallala for that one. But Shadron's getting ready to kick it off to begin the second half. Gothenburg again going left or right. They're wearing red helmets with the white G across the top on the sides. White tops, red numbers, and red pants. Shadron going right to left to begin things as JT Obando gets set to kick it off. white helmets with the Cardinal logo on the side, black tops, red shoulders, white numbers, black pants, and the ones who are wearing socks are wearing white socks. Albando has long black ones. He's going to lay the ball flat on the tee sideways. Two men deep. They're hanging out at the 15-yard line for Gothenburg. Now they're going to come up to the 20. 12 minutes back on the clock. Second half. This third quarter is sponsored by Gretzen Schaefer Law Experience. Law professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. And we are underway. Albando with a good kick down deep. Picked up at the 23-yard line by Preston Nichols. He runs up the middle. Nichols finds a gap. Nichols only Albando to beat. Nichols calling for a house call. He gets to the far sideline. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Gothenburg.
Nichols
goes 88 yards to the house to take the opening kickoff. Back for the Swedes. And Gothenburg's a two-point conversion away from tying this game at 8 apiece. Gothenburg, since it was a kickoff, they're going to make a lot of substitutions. They're going to break the huddle. Yeah, they will be going for two. They do not go under center often, so they'll come out with the shotgun. Look, two in the backfield with quarterback Rozek. It's going to be a late substitution. Play clock's running down. Gothenburg might be forced to take a timeout. They're counting down. Gothenburg's not afraid to be in this situation. It's a play action fake throw near side. It's incomplete. Pass was intended for Jax Richardson.
11:47.
2-point conversion, no good. We'll go ahead and take a pause for a message from our third quarter sponsor, Kreitzen Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football on 610 AM KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Preston Nichols, 88-yard kick return to the house. Two-point conversion, no good. And that's the difference right now with 11:47 to go in this Kreitzen Schaefer Law third quarter. Can the Shattern offense get control of the game on the ground? That's what they did in the first half, which, going back to the Shattern Lock Keys of the game, that's something I talked about, is the Glenn Bailey show going on once again. As getting set to kick it off is Callan Johnson. Freshman, he is listed as a quarterback on this roster. His left footer, he'll send it deep away from Quinn Bailey. Catching it is Braden Johnson. He runs near side, runs, gets toward the sideline, and runs out of bounds. Takes some late contact. Braden Johnson, yeah, he's a tough son of a gun. I don't know if that was so much contact. You could hear the shattering crowd.
Braden Wright.
A little upset about that, but.
Knocked out of bounds.
It'll be a Shattern first and 10.
21-yard line. Excuse me, 22-yard line.
At their own 22-yard line. Called a 10-yard kick return for Braden Wright. So Shattern will have the ball at their own 22-yard line, first and 10. Quinn Bailey will be in the backfield by himself. Move a couple guys to the right side. Two wide receivers on each side. One wide receiver on each side. Lane Davidson in motion. Bailey with the keeper. Throws off one tackler, gets down to the back to the line scrimmage.
Brought down by Niels.
So it'll be a second and 10 for the Cardinals. Play. 11:15 to go in this third quarter. Remember in the Broken Bow game earlier this season, the only TD was actually a similar situation as well. And Shattern gets a guy to jump off sides. We'll see if the call goes against Shattern. Flying to the ground though. Some you see on Sunday, maybe getting him an Oscar.
Offside on the defense.
Is
Ends up second and five.
Offside's on. Swedes, I'm trying to see who that was who earned himself an Oscar. Number 76 for Shattered. Snap back to Landon Bailey, coming out in motion, cuts up field, gets down to the 29-yard line. Owen West, I believe. It's one who, yeah, it was Owen West who
Bailey on the carry.
Earned himself an Oscar.
Brings up third and
Bailey
two.
Got himself a 3-yard carry off the motion, cut up field. Othenburg's defense starting to put their heel in the ground and shatter him work. So he'll be landing in the by himself, empty set. Bailey near side. Here comes Bailey in motion. He runs under center. Gothenburg goes up quick, and we're going to have a flag. I don't think Shadron was set. Bailey was hurrying up and was just a little quick, and we're going to march it back five. So to make it a third and eight, third and seven for Shadron. Might not even been Bailey, but Bailey was keeping that feet shuffled, and sometimes they'll call it. So now, Buskirk will be in the backfield. Caden Buskirk will be in the backfield with Landon on the shotgun snap. Landon gets snapped, throws it. It's a swing pass to Bailey. He gets outside. He gets wrapped up by the Swedes. I don't think he got anything.
And his pass complete to right.
Saying it's right, it was Bailey.
Right down by.
Got a yard.
Dom. Be fourth down.
It was Dom for the tackle for Gothenburg. Jackson Dom, and Shadron will sit out the punting unit. 9:20 to go. Third quarter, Bailey the punter. Gothenburg has ran a fake tonight from this exact spot. Bailey gets snap, flag on the play, and Bailey, another great punt. No one's back deep. That ball's just going to roll and roll. And roll. Bailey was at the 25-yard line. He flips the field. 25-50.
Owsley downs it for the quarter.
5-6-7-yard punts, and we might have some yards tacked on. Illegal formation on Shattering. So we'll see if Gothenburg makes some re-kick. Thought I saw a fourth down signal. They will. So Bailey that wipes away the 57-yard punt for Quinn Bailey. He's had two inside the 20. So
brings up fourth and 12.
Be a fourth now and 12. Fourth 11 for Shattering. Bailey will go back to punt once again. He just booted a 57-yard one. Can he do it again? Long snap goes back to Bailey, lines up, fires that one. It's not near as good. It's going to bounce at the 40-yard line. It's muffled by the returner. He gets tackled at the 36-yard line. He picked it up at the 32, so let me do some math real quick. 30, 50, 48-yard punt for Bailey. Net return of three. So a net yard, each punt of 45, which is still an incredible number. So Gothenburg will have the ball at their own 34-yard line, first and 10. Gothenburg, their first offensive possession of this second half. Remember, they took the kickoff to the house as Ben Mrazek in the shotgun gets the snap, hands it off to Evan Johnson, who gets across the line of scrimmage. Yeah, we'll give him a
Johnson
yard.
Johnson on the carry, Buskirk with the stop.
Buskirk with the stop. We'll see if the Shattering defense can step up big.
Gain of two on the play.
They've done so far throughout this season. Gothenburg offense, though, has had a little bit of easier time, and I'm not saying it's easy, but compared to what other teams have done against Shattering, Gothenburg has made it look relatively easy compared to everybody else. So it'll be a second and eight for Gothenburg. Man in motion and flags on the play. It's going to be legal procedure on Gothenburg. They're going to march it back 5 yards.
I'll start Gothenburg.
And So it'll be now a second and 14 for the Swedes. Studio 308, the niche in Studio 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Once it gets snapped, pitches it to Tomlin Wynn, and he gets across to the 35-yard line, gets 5 yards.
Wynn with the carry. Davidson on the stop.
And Davidson comes and gets the tackle.
For the Swedes.
So it'll be a 3rd and 8. Shattern needing to stop right now. Their offense has been struggling of late. Looks like in the shotgun, brings a man in motion. That's Wynn. Wynn. It's crossed. Looks like it's snapped. Runs near side. No one's open. Finds a man open and gets it incomplete. A lot of contact. Looking for Preston Nichols, and in on coverage is Brayden Wright. And it'll be 4th and 8 for Gothenburg. They're going to come out and punt, but similar to Shattern, their punter is maybe their fastest player. Bailey goes back deep. No, is that Bailey? Can't see his TV number. But it is Quinn back there deep for the Cardinals. Snap. Punt is nearly blocked. Bailey will call off the horses. The ball is just going to bounce and bounce. Two good punters tonight showing off their leg. Ball will be downed. Looks like at the 13-yard line. Yard punt. So you disregard the penalty that Shattern had on the legal procedure, and we've had back-to-back 50-plus yard punts. Last one for Shattern ended up being 47. This one ended up being 58 for Gothenburg. So it'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals from their own 13, so it's actually 56 officially. It's like Bailey in the backfield by himself, gets the snap, hands it off. Now it's Landon who hands it off to Bailey coming in motion. Bailey got himself 8.
Bailey with carry, stopped by Tiller.
So it'll be 2nd and 2.
Seven.
That's 7.
Third and
that
three.
South end zone, kind of a tough visual spot for me in terms of my depth perception. But it'll be 2nd and 3 for the Cardinals. Landing in the shotgun, Bailey with them in the pistol. One wide receiver far side, Busker. Now the right tackle, it's Bailey who just runs up the middle. Short of the first down, a 3-yard carry.
Bailey on the carry, Johnson on the stop.
Johnson, I mean Johnson comes up and makes the stop.
Third
and one for the Cardinals. Clock's ticking, under 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Jet Jelinek checks in for the Cardinals. Landon calls the play. Two wide receivers coming in near side. Talon Jelinek along with Braden Wright. Man in motion, that's Bailey. Bailey gets the carry. He gets the outside the hash marks. Quinn Bailey across the 40. Quinn Bailey to the 50. Bailey to the 40, the 35, and gets knocked out at the 32-yard line.
Bailey on the carry. First down by Tiller.
Bailey, just doing the math real quick.
Shattern is inside Swedish territory at the 33-yard line.
40-yard carry for Bailey. Unofficially, he makes it 1st and 10 Cardinals from the Gothenburg 33-yard line. There's that offense for Shattern, so it'll be Landon. Backfield by himself, empty set. Bailey comes in motion. It's a handoff. Bailey gets to the right side. Got tackled at the feet after he got down to the 27-yard line, 27.5, so it'll be trying to see where they put the down marker.
Neal's on the stop.
Yeah, 27.5, so
6-yard
carry for Bailey. Bailey now up to 191 yards. He needed 205 to get to 1,000 on the season. Snap back to land, and he hands it off to Bailey. Bailey gets four. Three.
Bailey on the carry.
Bailey now up to 21 good carries on the night.
Tied.
We're on 1,000 yard.
Third and one.
Watch right now this game. Bailey just needs 11. Then going to be landing coming out of the shotgun. Bailey behind him in the pistol. Two wide receivers, Talon Jelinek and Brain Wright. It's Bailey who gets the handoff. Jump cuts, gets the first down. Not much more than that.
Bailey on the carry.
Down to the 21 is going to be a 3-yard carry for Bailey.
Herza and Tidy on the stop. It'll be first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Just checking in with the play call for the Cardinals. We want the offensive lineman, John Fintel. Coming back is Jet Jelinek, who got some playing time. A freshman doing work on that offensive line for the Shattern Cardinals. And we'll be in the shotgun. Two wide receivers near side. Bailey on the far side. Bailey, like usual, comes in motion. It's a handoff to Bailey. Turns upfield. Bailey down at the 18-yard line. Another 3 yards. Nickel and diamond now for the Cardinals. Bailey's up to 200 yards on the night. Four straight games to start off the season at 200. Remember, season high was over 300 at Valentine. The way that started that second this quarter went for Bailey. He was kind of worried and see if he was going to get to the 200-yard mark. Got it easily. Still got about 15 minutes of playing time left as Bailey's in the pistol behind Landon. One wide receiver far each side, heavy set right. Bailey gets the handoff. Bailey runs across the line of scrimmage and gets two.
Bailey on the carry. Stopped by Wind.
Wind with the tackle. So it'll be a 3rd and 3.
A third and about 3.
For the Cardinals. Shattering comes out, pistol look. One wide receiver near side, one on the far side, heavy set right. Gotham removes the line of scrimmage. Shattering doesn't flinch. It's pitched to Bailey. Bailey cuts up field. Bailey near the first down mark and the flag late.
Bailey on the carry.
Flag he gets to the 11-yard line, which is 4 yards. Which, see how the penalty goes. Because I don't think he's going to be too happy to hold on Shattering.
Holding on Shattering is the call.
But with that, Quinn Bailey has just became the first running back in Nebraska to cross the 1,000-yard mark. Took him, 15 quarters to do?
About 13.
Quinn Bailey show rolls along again. Career-wise now, he is almost 4,500 yards. He had 215 tonight to get to 4,500. As it'll be him by himself, empty set in the backfield. He brings a man in motion. That's Braden Wright. It's a reverse to Landon. Bailey's open near side. Bailey pulls it in. Bailey into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. The Cardinals come out with the reverse play, reverse pitch to Tobin Landon. Quinn Bailey sprints to the near sideline, catches the reception, and Tobin Landon. Rush start, 2 passing yards before that. That one's a 21-yard reception pass to Quinn Bailey, and it's a touchdown, Cardinals. The Quinn Bailey show continues to roll and roll and roll. You think you've seen it all. It only gets better. 2-point conversions, a handoff from Tobin Landon to Quinn Bailey. It is short. And it's 14-6. The Cardinals still up by 8. 2:24 to go in this third quarter.
With 2:24 left in the third quarter.
This third quarter. Sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. 14-6. Shadron leading Gothenburg. What a performance. This team, when you think they're down, and I'm going to give credit to one of the best teachers in the state of Nebraska, first of all, and that being head coach Michael Sandstrom, a history teacher, one of the best in the state of Nebraska. Rick Barry actually saw or heard me say that and was walking by and grinned at me as I said that, but his attitude that he carries with him, he's such a calm demeanor, and it shows with this team. And when you think they're down, they come out and do something like that. He's more of an offensive mind, so he pulls the cat out of the hat, and my goodness. JT Obando gets set the kick. He's going to set it at the far hash mark. 2:24 to go in this third quarter. Two returners for Gothenburg will line up at about the 20-yard line. Obando fires it. Hits off man at the 30-yard line. They're going to have to dive on top of it. First hit off of Logan Feather. So it'll be 1st and 10 Gothenburg from their own 31-yard line.
Queens will start this drive from their own 31-yard
line. Fire Nice Mechanical. Fire Nice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattering. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee. Grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart, green apple, perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel. Make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. Man goes in motion for Gothenburg. Short snap, but Ronzek gets it. He runs up to the left side, gets tackled from behind after a carry of 6. So it's set up a 2nd and 4.
With carry. Bailey
for the Swedes.
About 6, brings up 2nd and 4.
American Legion, the American Legion Post 12, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Thank goodness we didn't have a season where Joe Peters Roofing was needed out here this summer for severe weather. It's a handoff to the left side. Tristan Cook gets back to the line of scrimmage, falls forward, gets a yard. So it'll be a 3rd and 3. Long 2.
Third and about 2.
Clock ticking under. 75 seconds to go in this third quarter. We'll get an update on Nebraska coming up during the break, coming up during the third, between the third and fourth quarter. 14-6, I formation for Gothenburg. Where is that coming from? Shotgun snap. It's a handoff to the fullback. Shatter and sniffs it out and stops. Swallows up the running back. Right off the bat, it was the fullback. That is Cook, who
Hotch on the carry.
Didn't get anything.
Coming up off the pile.
Saw number 58, Alex Fisher, John Fintel, getting up out of the pile. 40 seconds to go. Gothenburg is going to send out their punting formation. I'm Quinn Bailey. I'm not going back right now. They've shown willingness to fake. This is a situation that, for me, I would think about it. If I'm playing NCAA, this is a situation I'm thinking about it. Snap is high. Punt is set downfield. Quinn Bailey, no, that's not Quinn Bailey. Ball's going to take a favorable shatter and bounce. That's Braden Wright. Braden Wright and Quinn Bailey, from when looking to that, from that vantage, from my vantage point to where they're at right there, it's kind of difficult to see sometimes. It'll be Shattern football, 11.2 to go in this. Reds and Schaefer Law, third quarter. There goes out Tobin Landon to give the play call. This will probably be the final play of the quarter unless it's an incomplete pass or they go out of bounds, the clock stops. So Bailey will join him in the backfield. It's a pistol set, two wide receivers near side, both the Wright twins. Heavy set left. Gothenburg think that they're running that way. It's a handoff to Bailey. It's a dive to the right side, actually. He gets down to
Bailey on the carry.
29-yard line, a 2-yard carry. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 14-6, the Shattern Cardinals. Two teams trading touchdowns. Two-point conversions were no good for either side. 14-6 is our score after the third quarter. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitzen Schaefer Law.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field. Fourth quarter sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Where life takes you, Best Western there is there. Shattern Cardinal football. Quinn Bailey with the carry up the middle, gets across to the 41-yard line. Another 8 for Bailey, who's now up to 217 on the night. Unofficially that way. Do know now that he's definitely cleared the 1,000-yard mark on the season. Shattern Cardinal football in this fourth quarter.
First down, Shattern at the 41-yard line.
Going to be Cardinal first down at their own 41-yard line. 14-6 is the score. Landing in. Shotgun, it's a pistol formation. It's a Bailey dive up the middle. Jumps into about a 3-yard run.
Bailey on the carry.
So it'll be a second in. Long 6, 7 yards for the Cardinals. The ball's at their own. The ball's actually right at the 45.
And wind on the tackle.
So there's wind on the tackle for the Swedes. Coming up tomorrow here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR, we got Rockies baseball. Rockies All Access beginning at 6 o'clock. The Rockies are in Dodger Town, taking on Dodgers in. It's a handoff. Ball's on the ground. It looked like it went right into the hands of one of the Swede players. There's a handoff from Landon to Bailey to Bryson Wright. And on the exchange, popped right out of Bryson Wright's stomach and ended up in the glove of one of the Gothenburg Swede players. So it'll be a fumble. Swedes will have the ball in plus territory. That is the first turnover of the night for the Shattern Cardinals.
Shattern Wrestlers fundraiser by a yard line.
Gothenburg ball down by 8, 10:51 to go. The fourth quarter, man, coming in motion. It's play action fake, looking to the left side. It's a pass up to the top and going up and doing it again is Tobin Morrow. We lost control of it. Wow. What's the call? They're going to call it incomplete, I think. Wow. Tobin Meyer just nearly did it again. Pass was going to Nichols. So what happened from my vantage point, it looked like Meyer had the ball, and it must have hit the ground to his left side.
Fundraiser.
Nichols came up with it, but the official ruled it incomplete.
You win if your number is on that yard line when the quarter.
So it'll be second and 10, Gothenburg. Was that under center, hands it off, running up the middle, getting across the line of scrimmage and diving forward for a yard or two. It is Cook.
Carry Davidson on the stop.
He got a yard.
The ball was in the south end zone. So, Alec Baldwin, you are a winner.
We'll go ahead and pull up a Nebraska score update for you real fast.
The ball was at the 9-yard line on the south
10-10,
end.
10-10, Nebraska's driving at the INI 39-yard line late in the first half.
At the end of the third quarter, the ball's on the 33-yard line of the South.
So it'll be a third and long as Mozek's in the shotgun, gets the snap, looks to the right side, throws it deep, man wide open, broken coverage, and it's incomplete. Shattern just got away with one as Logan Feather dropped the incomplete pass. It was a broken coverage. Looked like a zone coverage on the far side for the Cardinals, and they get bailed out. Couldn't tell if the pass was incomplete, out of bounds, going out of bounds, incomplete, but it ended up being incomplete in general.
Be fourth down and eight for the Swedes.
As it was dropped, but now Gothenburg will set up the punt. Going back to punts. More Zach. Shattering, playing it safe. He gets the snap, rolls near side, fires it off the left foot. It's a liner, and ball's bouncing. Gothenburg bounces and get into the end zone. They are going to rule it as a touchback, so Shattering get the ball. First and 10 at their own 20. 9:53 to go in the fourth quarter. 14-6 Cardinals on top. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor, Best Western West Hills Inn. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football on 610 AM KZSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shattern is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Bailey on the carry.
On the first play of the drive, Quinn Bailey came in motion. Tobin Landon handed it off to him. Ball's at their own 20, ends up down at the 35-yard line of Shattern. So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals. Bailey now 235 unofficially on the night. He had 104, 105 after the first half. As Landon's in the shotgun, heavy set left behind the left tackle and guard. Bailey comes in motion, hands off. It's a counter up the middle. Bailey bounces through a tackle and gets another 12 yards.
Bailey for Gary.
Sounded like a loud horn just went off.
By Tiller.
Sounded like a train horn.
First and 10.
I guess you want to check. Oh, that's because there was a Dylan Raiola touchdown pass. As Nebraska now has the lead against Illinois. First and 10 Cardinals, ball at the 46-yard line of their own, 9 minutes ticking. Coming up on the 5th-7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Post-game show, we'll recap this game. Talk about the Quinn Bailey show. Once again, as he gets the handoff off motion, jump cuts back outside, gets to the far sideline. It's 7, maybe 8 yards. I'll see where they mark him.
Bailey on the carry.
Ball's at the 46 of Shatterns. Now it's at the 45. Now that's going to be at the 46.
Out of
looks like 8. Yeah, it's 8.
Be second and 2.
It'll be second and 2 for the Cardinals. You know what? We do have to name the Service Barbershop player of the game here in the fourth quarter. I think we all know it already. And it's because I've been getting... Well, actually, no. I'm going to pull a fast one on you all night. So tune in for that here in a few minutes. As Landon brings Bailey in motion. Bailey, dead of steam, goes upfield, gets a first down.
Bailey on the carry.
The reason I hint at a change in my mind right there is I want to give credit to one of the best plays I've seen from a defender in quite some time at the high school level. And, yeah, he kind of heard me just nearly lose it again because I thought he did it again. But we'll name him here when we get to the two-minute mark. First and 10, Cardinals ball on the Gothenburg 42-yard line. Clock's ticking, 7:45 to go. Both teams have all their timeouts. As Landon is in the pistol with Bailey behind him. Two players behind the right guard and tackle. One wide receiver on each side. Landon gets the snap. It's Bailey. Dive play up the middle. Put his left foot down, cut right by about an inch, a foot or two. Cut across the 40 to the 39-yard line.
Bailey on the carry. Stop at the interior line of the Swedes.
Trying to see. It looks like a 3-yard carry. Yeah, it's 3.
Games are about 4 on the play.
I don't even 4. Just keep in mind, unofficially, We still got room for another 300-yard performance for Bailey. I have him at 263 right now. Now, that's unofficial. It's really unofficial. But from the count that I have right now, we still got room for it. As Landon's in the shotgun, Bailey playing the slot role. Landon brings Bailey in motion, waiting for the five count. It's a snap handoff to Bailey on the jet sweep. Throws a man off. Gets tackled at the feet. Looks like Evan Johnson, who pulled his shoelace off. As Bailey did get up to the 35-yard line, so it'll be a 34 Cardinals after the two-yard run.
Wyatt with the stop. Third and three for the Cardinals.
So yeah, they're going to give him three. Big play upcoming. The Gothenburg defense really hasn't shown much will in the fourth quarter against Quinn Bailey. Bailey's going to line up on the far side by himself. Two wide receivers near side. Braden Wright and Talon Jelinek. Kaden Buskirk behind the right tackle. Here comes Bailey in motion from the left side. It's a handoff. Bailey with the head of steam. Bailey by himself. Bailey looking for Pater. Bailey is tackled just short of the goal line. We're going to see where the
Bailey on the carry.
Side judge marks him. He's going to mark him at the 3-yard line. Another 27-yard run.
At the 3-yard line.
For Bailey. Shattern looking to put this one away and go to 4-0 on the season. First and goal from Gothenburg 3. Shattern with the ball. It's pistol set. Landing with Bailey behind him. Two wide receivers near side. It's going to be dive play for Bailey. Quinn Bailey runs into one tackler. And it's another touchdown, Cardinals. Quinn Bailey, 3-yard carry, caps off. Long drive, and the Shattern Cardinals now are up two scores. Shattern, they've kicked one extra point per game this season. I don't see Obando out there right now who would do it. Swinging gate left, three behind the left guard tackle as Bailey play action fake, rolls the near side, has a man, flings it over to Kaden Buskirk, and Buzzy gets into scoring column with a 2-point conversion. The Cardinals now are up 22-6. 5:23 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and take our second fourth quarter break. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Twenty-2-6, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Gothenburg Swedes. 5:23 to go in this Best Western West Hills in fourth quarter. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Oh, it's turned into a gorgeous night here in Shattern. The clouds have taken over. It's cooled down a little bit. We're mid-70s right now. Pretty healthy crowd on hand. I just saw one of the scores at least show up from Imperial for Shattern softball versus Chase County. And the score I saw was a 13-2 Cardinal win. Volleyball over in Gothenburg. Had a heck of a day as Obando lays the ball flat on the tee, fires it down deep. It's picked up at the 25-yard line. Going to the far side, getting tackled. Nice job by the Shattern defense for slow up Swans. So it'll be first and 10 Gothenburg at their own 30. 5:18 to go. Gothenburg down two scores. Still has all three of their timeouts.
Gothenburg will start this drive from their own 30-yard line.
This offense for Gothenburg, not really a fast-paced offense. They're going to have to find a way to get it to go a little bit more. You look back into the biggest moment of this game, and After this play, we'll get to it. As Gothenburg is in the shotgun formation, running back to the right of the quarterback. Quick pass, screen pass to the near side. Braden Ehlers gets across the 40. A little bit of contact on the near sideline. Ehlers got himself 12. This will be first and 10 Gothenburg, but you know, let's go ahead and do it right now because I kind of hinted at it a minute ago, but Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson at Service Barber, is a longtime supporter of our area athletes, Tobin Meyer, man. Tobin Meyer. I think he made the single play of the game tonight. Gothenburg was driving. Tobin Meyer went up and straight up mossed a dude to prevent a touchdown reception. The pass toward the middle, catching it is Swan. Swan gets down to the Gothenburg 40, so they'll flip the 40s.
Swans.
17-yard reception. Gothenburg starting to roll on offense.
First down.
So now it'll be a first and 10. Swedes from Chatham 41-yard line. Clock rolling under 4:45 to go. And in the backfield, Marzek gets the snap. Looks toward the right. Pressure coming. He runs far sideline. Dumps it. And a lot of contact. Are they going to throw a flag on that? I could see it, but they're not going. They're going to say it's uncatchable. So it's looking for Cook. And it'll be a second and 10. So we've traded lust for mosquitoes here in Chatter. Hot day, 90 degrees. Again, tomorrow we're going to drop down into the 60s. And his empty set is Marzek. Two wide receivers each side. Slot receiver playing about a yard. No, they're going to bring Johnson walking in motion to the backfield. Clock is stopped at 4:34. Snap goes back to Morzek. He rolls right side. Quick out. Thrown to Preston Nichols, and he got a couple of yards on the reception. Got three. So be a third and seven.
To Nichols. Jenkins on the stop.
Jenkins on the stop.
Third down and six for the Swedes.
Yeah, they are going to give him four, and I'm going to agree with that as well. So it'll be third and six. That's one single running back, and now there's two. As Marzek gets snapped. Looks left, throws it. It's over the head of the wide receiver. Tobin Meyer comes up and creates a little bit of contact on the pass, looking for Ehlers, and they'll set up a fourth and six. So now it'll be a fourth and six. Gothenburg going for it. Snap goes back to Morzek. He looks left side. Throws an out route. It's caught. It's going to be right at the marker. It's going to be a first down. Found Nichols.
Pass complete to Nichols.
Ball at the
tackled by
Meyer. 8-yard line, a 9-yard reception. So it'll be a first and 10 Gothenburg. Clock ticking, 3:45 to go. Gothenburg still has all three timeouts. Morzek's in the shotgun, one running back to his left. He gets snapped, looks to the right side, throws a deep. It's a fly route, and it's incomplete. Threw it way over the head of his intended receiver, Nichols. Bailey in on coverage. So it'll be a second and 10 for the Swedes after the incomplete pass. .328 to go. Gothenburg's going to sub a bunch. They typically take their time with the play clock. As Morzek's in the backfield by himself, there's a 10 count. Yeah, now he has a running back with him. I believe that's Cook. It's the snap. In trouble, runs up, throws it to the pylon. He's looking for Evan Johnson. He got rocked on the play by, I think, Lane Davidson came up and finished him off. Kind of heard the pop of that hit, so it'll be third and 10 for the Swedes. 3:21 to go. Here in this Best Western, West Hills in fourth quarter. One Zach in the shotgun, one running back to his right, two trips from right, one near side. Quick throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. Goes through the hands of Ehlers on the quick cross. Slant route, so it'll be fourth and 10, and Rutherford might be down to their last song. Gothenburg will need a first down. I think you can probably sharpie this one in for a Cardinal 4-0 start, and Gothenburg will go ahead and call timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Timeouts are rotary, including hats, buttermittens, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, 22-6. Cardinals leading the Swedes next week for Shatter, and we're going to make the 3-hour drive down to Ogallala for a 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kick. It can be heard here on 6 a.m. KCSR and shadrad.com. Gothenburg next week, I think they got Gearing. Yeah, they do got Gearing. They got Gearing, and where's that? No, they got Sydney, actually. That's next week at home. So, and Sydney is one of the best teams in the state of Nebraska. Gothenburg actually doesn't play Gearing this year. I don't know. Oh, it's Ogallala who plays Gearing. Shatter looking to tie up the series at 5 apiece. This will be the first time that neither team is within one possession of each other since 2021, October 15th, when Shatter won 21-3 over Gothenburg. As in the shotgun is Morzak. Gets the snap, straight drop, throws it over the middle. It is incomplete. Looking for Preston Nichols. And that's a turnover on downs for Gothenburg. And Shattering. We'll have a first and 10 from their own 28-yard line with 3:10 to go in the game. Shattering will break the huddle. Quinn Bailey needs 7. For unofficially his second 300-yard mark of the game, which would be the third all-time in school history. He has the previous ones as well. And he gets snap. It's Bailey. Bailey falls after a couple-yard gain across to the 31-yard line, a 3-yard carry.
Carry brought down by Herza.
And I will definitely post on social media when I confirm that is a 300-yard game. If he does get it, he's still 4 yards short, averaging north of 250. Actually, probably now in the 270 range per game this season, north of 1,000 yards already. And we're in the 16th quarter of the season. So we still got around 36 left to play just in the regular season. I think this Shattering Cardinal team is playoff bound, as and he gets snap. It's Bailey. Quinn Bailey rolls toward the 35 to the 37-yard line. A 6-yard carry.
Bailey on the carry.
Make it third and one. And by my count now, that is another 300-yard game. Incredible. Just an incredible talent. Quinn Bailey is. He doesn't even have the high mark this season. It was an Ashton Greenwood kid last week who rushed for over 400 yards. But Quinn Bailey, just time in and time out, has been nothing but consistency. Gothenburg's keeping their two timeouts in the pocket. Still Landon's in the shotgun. Bailey far side. We'll keep an eye on him. Landon's letting the clock run down. Here comes Bailey in motion. Bailey gets out of steam, gets the handoff, gets the first down across the 40 to the 44, 45-yard line. Give him 8.
Bailey on the carry.
38 carries for Quinn Bailey, 310 yards. We got 95 seconds left. Shattering can go ahead and kneel it out based on what Gothenburg is showing.
First down, Shattering at their own 45-yard line.
4-0 Shattering. How about that? 4-0. Clock's ticking, buck 18 left. Landon will come out in the pistol with Bailey behind him. We got 70 seconds to go in the game. Landon will wait for the five count. There it is. Landon gets snap. It's a pitch to Bailey. Bailey jump cuts upfield, gets two. We're going to have one more play in this game. Bailey about to finish with 40 carries. If they decide to give it to him one more time, he's at 39.
Stop by Niels. Pick up three on the play.
The game that was called maybe the Class C1 game of the week, especially out here, no doubt. There's a lot of games, good matchups this week, but this was a test for Shadron, no doubt. This is going to be the final play of the game. Tobin Landon is going to line up in the victory formation. He can take the snap at any point. Takes the snap, puts the right knee on the ground, and you can officially sharpie it. Shadron 4-0 on the season. 22-6 win over the Gothenburg Swedes. What a night for the Cardinals. 337 yards on the ground. Passing-wise, wasn't the prettiest, but it was a Tobin Landon 31-yard pass to Quinn Bailey. Landon ended up with 33 passing yards on the night. Finally didn't have a pick thrown. As the clock hits zeros and win is final. 22-6 final score. The Shadron Cardinals continue the streak of allowing only one touchdown per game. This is the second out of four games where they did not allow a defensive touchdown. Their defense did not allow a touchdown. What a season so far for the Shadron Cardinal team. The show rolls on next week at Ogallala. But for now, this show will roll into the 5th-7 postgame show. We'll be back for that here on 610 AM KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student-athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Chase Thompson here with you at Platte Valley Bank Broadcast Booth. 22-6 is your final score. The Shattern Cardinals move to 4-0 for the first time since 2021. And guess what? They win again. You're going to hear another first since 2021. Quinn Bailey's freshman year. Quinn Bailey was the show again tonight. 312 yards unofficially all tonight. I am very certain he did cross the 300-yard mark officially, but we'll wait till Monday to double-check that number. But the Shattern Cardinals finished with 337 yards of rushing. Add in another 33 yards of passing, so that is 369 total yardage on the night as the Cardinals moved to 3-0 on the season. Gothenburg falls to 2-2. Got Sydney next week. And for Gothenburg, it was the lack of consistency on offense. Shattern, when they were at their best, it was committing to the run game, whether it be Quinn Bailey or Lane Davidson. Quinn Bailey coming in motion and getting ahead of steam really worked out for the Shattern Cardinals. Then the trick play from a double reverse pass from Tobin Landon to Quinn Bailey ended the deal for the Cardinals, giving the score that put them on top 22-6. Quinn Bailey tonight, he'll go ahead and pull out the sheets. He was responsible for all three touchdowns for the Shattern Cardinals. He started off the game with a 16-yard touchdown run, then 21-yard reception from Tobin Landon, and he punched it in for 3 yards late. He's just a really good between-the-numbers type runner for the Shattern Cardinals. He has speed. He's tough to tackle. He is an all-state wrestler for a reason, and he proved it once again tonight. 22-6, your final score. This post-game show is sponsored by Fit 7. No excuses, just results. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football on 610 AM KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Call Littrell Construction of Shattern for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shattern. This is AM 610 KCSR Shattern, Nebraska.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shattern, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Welcome back to the Fit 7 post-game show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here with you for one final time. 22-6 is your final score. Quentin Bailey with north of 300 yards on the day. And I can't be remiss to forget about the guy who I named our Service Barber Shop Player of the Game, Donnie Dotson. That Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. Tobin Meyer went up and mossed a kid for one of the best interceptions you're going to see at this level of football. Changed the game. Gothenburg was driving and stopped a scoring opportunity. Shattern didn't score again in that quarter, but that play right there was the difference maker in this game. That's why I'm giving Tobin Meyer the service barber play, shot player of the game. He nearly did it again, just to my left on the near sideline. Ended up being ruled incomplete, but he was the player of the game for me. He was the most... Quinn Bailey, we can name him every week, we know that, but with Quinn Bailey that good, I want to look at players that changed the game in their own ways, and that one was Tobin Meyer tonight. So congrats to him for making that play and having one of the best interceptions you're going to see. So 22-6 our final score. Currently over in Lincoln, Nebraska, still leading Illinois in the second half of that game starting. And before we wrap this one up, I want to say our thoughts and prayers are with Greg Sharp and his family tonight. Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, was diagnosed with cancer back in April. He's been a longtime voice of the Huskers. I met him a few times when I was a student there. He is not calling tonight's game due to a procedure. But Greg has been battling for the past few months, just fighting and being able to be in the booth. The first three games of the season for the Nebraska Cornhuskers has been an outstanding accomplishment for him, and I'm thinking the best for him. Bill Dolman is on the call for Husker Sports Network right now, a longtime NBC broadcaster, has done a lot of Olympics, has been on BTN a little bit over the past few years since he became an assistant professor of practice at UNL. So thinking about Greg Sharp and his family tonight, but 22-6 your final score. For John Axtell back in the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studios, I'm Chase Thompson saying so long from Cardinal Field. You're tuning in to high school football on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shagrad Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shagrad Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
It's a country classic weekend on AM 610 KCSR.
Look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Muscle Special, bringing my baby back.
Talk about a trap. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special rolling down the seaboard line.
Topics you care about from people you know. Catch Sound Off 8:15 to 8:45 weekday mornings here on Stereo AM 610 KCSR.
KCSR weather.
Partly cloudy skies, breezy overnight, low 50 to 55, and a northeast wind at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Sunny, breezy, cooler tomorrow, a high of 65 to 70, and that northeast wind gusting to 30. Chance of some sprinkles, maybe a little bit of rain tomorrow night, and cooler tomorrow night, low 40 to 45, still breezy. For Sunday, a slight chance of some morning rain, otherwise mostly sunny, and a high of 65 to 70. Current conditions update every 5 minutes at shadrad.com. That's your weather this evening from AM 610 KCSR.
don't feel sorry. I've known what I've done from the start. Well, I've chosen men I could love with my body, but none I could touch with my heart. Why do I fall for those crazy blue eyes, those mavericks who won't settle down? But I never could stand the touch of a man who planned me to keep me around. Why do I fall for those crazy blue eyes, those mavericks who won't settle down? Yeah.
comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides on a pony she named Wildfire with a whirlwind by her side on a cold Nebraska night. They say she died one winter when there came a killing frost and the pony she named Wildfire busted down and stalled in a blizzard he was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted it. But there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming.
If you have to call long distance to reach your radio station, is it really local? Need to contact us? Call 432-5545. Live outside of Dawes County? No problem. Use our toll-free number at 800-266-4682.
KCSR weather.
Partly cloudy skies, breezy overnight, low 50 to 55, and a northeast wind at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Sunny, breezy, cool tomorrow. A high of 65 to 70 and that north-northeast wind gusting to 30. Chance of some sprinkles, maybe a little bit of rain tomorrow night and cooler tomorrow night. Low 40 to 45, still breezy. For Sunday, a slight chance of some morning rain, otherwise mostly sunny and a high of 65 to 70. Current conditions update every 5 minutes at shadrad.com. That's your weather this evening from AM 610, KCSR.
Mr. Take her. I need that woman's love to set me free.